or there's a whole class of stories like this where you have an image of a hand or some or a being stepping in to help you. She had let's see how that went. She was about to kind of drowsy, and she had a voice told her as the plane was taking off and ascending to fasten her seatbelt. And the voice said, "Fasten your seatbelt. You're in for the ride of your life." And she did so. And not long afterward, there was some kind of an explosion on the in the fuselage of the plane, and a big hole was blown out. And all of a sudden, and a couple of unfortunate screaming passengers that happened to be seated right next to that hole were actually suctioned out of the plane, seat and all. The bolts broke free, and they just went out into the void there. And Sherry was a few rows back, and fortunately, although her seatbelt was straining, it kept her from going out. Well, there was just pandemonium in the plane. The lights began to flicker, and then they went out. Everybody was screaming. So a few people were praying and whatnot as the plane went down. At that point, she had, similar to your story, she had a vision of a hand putting itself under the plane and stopping the descent. And as it turned out, the plane almost crashed, but at the last minute leveled off and managed to limp back to, I think it was Honolulu Airport there. So, you know, a big cheer went up, you know, just like a Hollywood movie, a big cheer of triumph went up from the passengers as they finally rolled onto the tarmac. It was quite a roller coaster ride there. But there's a whole class of stories like that.
Oh, absolutely. There was a guy who called the show also a few years ago. He was swimming in the ocean, went out a little too far. He was starting to drown. He was going down.
Yeah.
You know, I guess he was in the island area, so the water's very clear. So as he was basically sinking and trying to rescue himself underwater, he was able to look up and he could see the sky while he's underwater. So you have that blue look.
Yeah.
And he saw a hand bust through the water and reach down to him. He, of course, grabbed it. It pulled him up with such force, you know, it lifted him up a couple feet over the water, and he was able to regain himself, and he was able to get to shore, and some other people then started coming to help him. He turned to thank the guy. There was nobody there.
Yeah, that's the mysterious.
I mean, there we go again.
Yeah, the mysterious stranger that appears at an odd moment when you desperately need help, seems to know all about your situation. It's a little bit dreamlike, really, because the person that's getting the help never thinks to ask the stranger or confront the stranger about himself to explain all these illogical things. And then once the stranger has rendered the help and has disappeared, all of a sudden your left brain, you might say, the analytical part of your brain, is flooded with all these questions that about the weirdness and the illogic of everything that happened. But you never thought of asking those questions while the stranger was there. And, of course, another typical part of the story is you're looking for footprints or tracks in the snow or whatever, and they're not there. You know, the tow truck came to pull your vehicle out of the ditch, and as soon as he gets you back up on the road, you turn around for a second, you look back, the truck's gone, and you can't even find tracks in the snow.